Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
From Living in Tune, turn your problems into joy. This week, we'll continue the theme of communicating for connection that we started last week, but from a different point of view. Two requests came in to talk about jealousy and also how we can insulate ourselves from being affected by frequencies of hate, violence, and emotional abuse. I hope that this talk and the jealousy repatterning we'll be doing will help us to understand the significance of negative thoughts of all kinds and the higher purpose they hold for us. Each week, I like to give a short introduction to resonance repatterning for those of you who may be listening for the first time to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. In each week's web radio show, I talk about different aspects of the body, mind, and spirit in relation to resonance repatterning, the system of self-healing for positive change that I started to develop way back in 1989 and the early 1990s. And since 1993, it's been taught by me and other resonance repatterning teachers throughout the USA and all over the world. New physics is proving that everything in the creation is an interwoven complex of resonant frequencies. Frequencies of sound and light create the forms of everything we know. The shape of our liver and our body, the wrinkles on our face, our thoughts and feelings, a piece of music, our words. Everything we see, think, feel, and say is simply frequencies made manifest. When our frequencies are in sync or coherent, then we resonate with what is positive and life-enhancing, and what is negative or life-depleting simply passes us by. When our frequencies are out of sync, we can no longer resonate with what is positive, and we do resonate and experience disorder, non-coherence, or what we call problems. If we have a single negative thought, have a single negative feeling, or say anything negative, we know that our frequencies are out of sync. Our out of sync frequencies lead to every problem, illness, and painful relationship we have. So here we are, all of us, in one way or another, a walking testament to our out of sync frequencies. What can we do is the big question. Resonance repatterning is a system that enables us to identify and change these out-of-sync frequencies. When our frequencies come into sync, we feel better, happier. Our thinking changes. How we feel changes. Even our physical health changes. With each session we receive or give ourselves, we can observe subtle and not so subtle transformations within ourselves and in our outside life. Our frequencies are like a mirror. We see or attract what we put out. If our frequencies are coherent or in sync, we attract coherence. If our frequencies are non-coherent or out of sync, we'll attract non-coherence into our life in one way or another. Resonance repatterning is a system you can learn or you can receive sessions to bring your out of sync frequencies back into sync for whatever is positive that you want to resonate. Where to begin? The best way to learn about resonance repatterning is to read my book, Quantum Change Made Easy, which explains the 9 keys for all positive change and transformation. Or you can have a session, especially with a certified practitioner, or you can take the beginning seminars in resonance repatterning. After taking empowering yourself with resonance repatterning and the fundamentals of resonance repatterning, you will definitely know if this is something you want to study in depth. And even these 2 seminars can dramatically benefit your life and the lives of those you live and work with. You're welcome to visit our website at resonancerepatterning.net for more detailed information on sessions, seminars, healing supplies, or to share your thoughts at our resonancerepatterning.blogspot.com. If you have ideas for Living in Tune, please email me at livingintune@gmail.com. Some of you have requested that I have a show devoted just to your questions. If you would like this, please email your questions with your name and phone number, so I can see if we can create a whole one-hour show and repatterning around your questions. And remember, in each show, I also do a repatterning live on someone who calls in. This week, it will be a jealousy repatterning for radiating your light. So if you have a real jealousy issue, please phone, and I'll be happy to do this session on you after the first break. And you can phone 866-472-5795, and they'll give that number to you later on. So now, let's look at our theme for this week. As we know, anger is a powerful emotion. In Chinese acupuncture, it's associated with a wood element, a frequency that's also associated with springtime, new life, new hope, new beginnings, a new vision of things, growth, change, creating goals and achieving your goals, and realizing your potential. Anger then is a symptom of frustration when we are blocked from achieving our goals, when we can't see where we're going, when we aren't changing and we're not growing towards our potential, and there isn't much to feel hopeful about. Dr. Rachel Riemann, in her book, Kitchen Table Wisdom, tells a story about the angriest person she had ever worked with. This young man's story has much to teach us about connection to our own true essence and to the essence of others. This young man had everything. He was handsome, was a college athlete, received respect from his admirers, went out with beautiful women, and drove fast cars. 2 weeks after being diagnosed with osteogenic sarcoma, his life was saved, but his right leg was amputated above the knee, and his life was over. He turned to drink and drugs, had one car accident after another, and became isolated from his friends. Finally, his coach recommended that he see Rachel. In their second meeting, Rachel gave him a piece of paper and asked him to draw a picture of his body. He drew the bare outline of a vase, and then with a black crayon, he created a deep crack through its center, ripping the paper as he scratched over the crack again and again, making it deeper. Clearly, the vase was broken, could never be used again. Gradually over the weeks, however, he began to change little by little. He started to bring in articles and newspaper excerpts about accidents, a motorcyclist losing his leg, a girl who had been burned, a boy whose hand had been partly destroyed in an explosion, and always he would vilify the doctors and parents because none of them understood how to help people who were suffering in this way. Rachel then asked him if there was anything he wanted to do about them. After saying no, but before leaving the session, he turned back and asked could she arrange for him to meet people like this who had suffered these injuries. A few weeks later, he began visiting young people with similar problems to his in the hospital where Rachel worked. He was able to reach these people, his own age group, in a way that adults, parents, and doctors simply couldn't. Then he began to talk to doctors and parents, helping them to understand what people who had lost parts of themselves and their former lives needed. And surgeons, thrilled with the results of his visits, began referring more people to him. One of his visits was to a young woman. Her mother, sister, and cousin had all died as a result of breast cancer, and she had decided to have both her breasts removed surgically. She was deeply depressed and lay in bed with her eyes closed. The young man, wearing shorts with his artificial leg in full view, but he was totally unable to get any response from her at all, no matter what he said. Finally, totally frustrated, he unstrapped the harness of his artificial leg, which fell to the floor with a thump. The young woman, startled, opened her eyes and saw him for the first time. The young man began snapping his fingers to the rock music that was playing on her radio and began hopping around the room and laughing. After a moment, she too burst out laughing. The connection was made. Later, as friends, they both began visiting people in the hospital together. She encouraged him to return to school and continue with his mission of helping people in their suffering. Eventually, she became his wife. In his final session with Rachel, they reviewed his journey. Then Rachel pulled out the picture he had drawn of himself 2 years before, the cracked vase. He looked at the picture and then said, "You know, it's not finished." Taking a crayon, he began drawing thick yellow lines from the crack, radiating outward to the edge of the paper. Rachel looked on, puzzled. He smiled and put his finger on the crack and told her, "This is where the light comes through." Such a beautiful story. A crack that destroys and then becomes the opening for the light of higher consciousness to shine through. When we remain stuck in our anger or fear or jealousy, we see only our wound, our pain and suffering. When we go where the anger points us to, we find a new vision, a new hope, and new possibilities for living. We reconnect to our higher awareness, and for the first time, we see our light radiating outwards to touch all who are in need. When we're stuck in our fear, we see only contraction, limitation, and inability to move forward into life. When we go to where the fear points us to, we find our power, not power over others, but a power that gives courage, that reassures, that empowers others to unlock their inner strength and live from their essential nature. And when we're stuck in our jealousy, we see only loss and inadequacy, that others have what we want and we'll never have. Our view of life is seen in terms of better or worse, more or less, and we live in the worse and the less category. We feel inadequate, unattractive, and inferior. But when we go where jealousy points us to, we find our unique self, already perfect, and with great attractive force. We don't need to have what others have, because we're enough just as we are. We begin to accept and appreciate who we are, and we live who we are. Then there's no fear of loss. In his book, The Tao of Conversation, the author, Michael Kahn, mentions that in an emergency, what kills pilots is adrenaline. Fear shuts down the pilot's ability to think with reasonable clarity. The pilot may have responded perfectly to numerous simulations of the same emergency in practice, but in the real situation, adrenaline takes over and lives are lost. When we live with anger, fear, and jealousy, we too are living in a fight-flight survival adrenaline response, and we too lose our life as a result. So now, let's take a look at our three brains and the relatively recent development in the last 40,000 years of our fourth brain. Only by understanding our four brains can we see why and when our emotions become destructive and find the new possibilities our negative feelings hold for us, the light radiating from the cracked bar. Our first and oldest brain is our reptilian brain, hundreds of millions of years in the making and perfecting. Our reptilian brain is the first brain to develop in utero during the first trimester after conception. Its function is survival of the species. Fight, be the predator. Flight, avoid being eaten by a predator. And mate, keep the species going. It helps us create survival strategies. When we feel threatened, we react instinctively, free of feeling constraints, using whatever it takes for us to survive and maintain our physical well-being. However, if this brain is not at the service of our higher brains, it quickly becomes a force of destruction, both for ourselves, our relationships, and society too. Violence is an instinctual reaction in face of what feels threatening, even when it isn't. Deception and competition in the workplace, whether in business, advertising, the media, politics, is the name of the game for our uncontrolled reptilian brain. Its motto is eat or be eaten. Even sexual harassment in the workplace probably emerges mostly often from this instinctual brain that wants what it wants, unconstrained by higher brain controls. After the break, I'll come back to you and talk about our limbic brain.
You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wing.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
On the web at SkillsUSA.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Here we are again, and so far no one has called in with a jealousy issue. So right now I'll continue talking about our limbic brain, and then if no one calls in, well, I'll just do a group repatterning, I suppose. We'll find out what's going to happen. Anyways, our second brain then, our next brain to develop in the second trimester in utero, is our limbic brain, known as our emotional brain. It allows us to nurture our young and actually is the nurturing aspect of ourselves that is the foundation for all our relationships. It's also involved with memory. It records all our emotional and survival experiences in the first 3 years of our life, these experiences and our responses to them, that largely shape how we respond to events for the rest of our life. Our limbic brain is aware of both the present and the past. Our limbic brain is more discriminating than our reptilian brain. It uses emotion, feelings, to evaluate relationships. Our reptilian brain focuses on the outside world and our survival in that world, whereas our limbic brain focuses within ourselves and on how we feel in response to our world. Our limbic brain handles our immune and hormonal systems, and our body's ability to heal itself. It also relates to how we learn. Because learning and memory are determined by the emotional state we're in when learning takes place, the same emotional hormones, positive or negative, will fire whenever they are reactivated, even years later. Ideally, our earlier reptilian brain is meant to develop and then be integrated into our higher limbic brain. When this synthesis doesn't happen, reptilian brain can take over the power of the limbic emotions. When threatened, we may fly into a rage or go into a violent reaction. We may get into a panic and our terror freezes all action. We may become obsessively jealous to the point that our survival feels endangered and we're riddled with destructive feelings that can destroy our peace of mind, our health, and our relationships. Our reptilian brain does have its responsibilities. It gives us those knee-jerk reflexes we need when we're in a survival situation. I remember a friend from South Africa sharing how he and his university friends went hiking on foot out into the bush and unexpectedly walked over a hill into a herd of elephants. Upset by the surprise visit, several of the elephants began to charge. Without thinking, the students instinctively ran for their lives and shimmied up some trees. Only later did they discover, once the elephants had moved on, that the bark of the trees was filled with 1-inch thorns which had embedded in their skin without their even feeling them. That's our reptilian brain at its best. But what happens when we need to think and consider and make a reasoned decision? or when we need to relate calmly. That's when our reptilian brain destroys relationships, our career, or hurts others in its competitive climb to the top of the hierarchy, or through its reactiveness and harmful words and actions. Our third brain to develop is known as the neocortex, our verbal intellectual brain. This brain begins its function in the third trimester and is involved with language and thinking and the ability to consider all options objectively rather than reacting instinctively or emotionally. It introduces the potential for creative imagination and calls us to expand our awareness and to keep on learning. Our neocortex, from the front of our head to the back, occupies five times more skull space than the reptilian and limbic brains put together, and its 100 billion neurons can interact with more than 100,000 other neurons to translate frequencies into our awareness. Unlike our other two brains, our neocortex is aware of past, present, and future. Now, our fourth brain is known as the prefrontal cortex, or the prefrontal lobes. It's the part of the neocortex and is found behind the ridge of our brow. In the East, the prefrontal lobes are associated with the third eye, or the sixth energy chakra. In the West, the prefrontals are associated with the human virtues of love, compassion, empathy, understanding, intelligence, and the ability to reason, analyze, think, and develop our creative imagination. When our prefrontals regulate our limbic brain emotional responses and reptilian brain instinctual reactions, we have the potential to become truly human and free of limitation, to transcend, rise above, and create a more evolved reality. Hopefully, we now have a greater understanding of what blocks communication and connection in our relationships. Fear and anger, among other emotional responses, activate adrenaline, which keeps us locked in our reptilian survival brain and our limbic brain. As long as we're in an adrenaline-aroused state, very little, if any, clear thinking and loving communication is possible. On the other hand, when our prefrontal lobes are in control, healthy arousal now comes from involvement rather than fight-flight competition, and the excitement of expanding our consciousness with new ideas and possibilities rather than discharging negative emotions. Now we can understand the secret of the crack vase. Our out-of-sync mental and emotional states can self-heal when the light of consciousness through our prefrontal cortex radiates near and far to benefit ourselves and others. The jealousy repatterning and radiating your light that follows is a small beginning to identify the out-of-sync frequencies of your four brains and how to access the light of consciousness from your prefrontal cortex. The young man whose leg was amputated transcended the control his lower reptilian brain and limbic brain had over his higher brain consciousness, integrated these two lower brains into the higher neocortex and prefrontal cortex, and discovered his light and his purpose. So, what is the answer to how we can insulate ourselves from being affected by the frequencies of hate, violence, and emotional abuse? There's only one way. Bring your reptilian and limbic brains into the surface of your prefrontal cortex so you're guided by love, understanding, empathy, and non-judgment. As our frequencies come into sync and more coherent, there is only closeness, trust, joy, laughter, and service. Frequencies of hate, violence, and emotional abuse only have power over someone whose reptilian and limbic brains have not yet fully developed and are not yet in the service of the higher brain prefrontals. Consciousness, allowing our light to shine through the crack of our pain and problems, comes from our higher brain centers. No one can violate our higher consciousness. The purpose of resonance repatterning is to support this integration and living as a true human being, no matter what we've experienced. So now we can look at the jealousy repatterning for radiating your light. And it looks like no one's called in for this session, which is very interesting. Last week we had about four people calling in. You have somebody. Good. And who's there? Hello? It looks like somebody's coming on board.
Yes, I'm here. It's Shyama.
Hello. Shyama?
Yes, it's
Hello.
Me.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning. How are you?
Good to hear you, Shyama. And Shyama, I recognize you, so you're a practitioner?
I am indeed.
A certified practitioner.
Yes, indeed.
Wonderful. Good. So that's terrific. And so let's get going on this repatterning. And Shyama, you have a jealousy issue coming up for you?
Well, there's a couple. I don't know which we should be focusing on.
Okay, well, let's check them out and see. I'll muscle check you with your permission.
Sure. One of them has to do with my husband.
Yeah.
And the other has to do with my work.
Okay, so let me muscle check which is the one we need to work on. The best one to work on is with your husband. Yes, with your husband.
Yeah.
If that's a good one, then anybody can proxy in. Male-female relationships is a huge one for jealousy. So that would be great, Shyama. Let's work on that one.
Right.
Good. So what are you jealous of in relation to your husband?
Well, my husband really enjoys hanging out with the boys, mm-hmm. going out, spending long hours, staying out until late, you know, playing pool or watching the sports or whatever with his male friends at the local bar. And I get very resentful.
Yeah.
I wish he were home with me.
Yeah, good. All right, we need to listen more. No, that's it. All right, so general muscle check. We're checking your whole body, mind, emotion field. Say, I am jealous.
I am jealous.
Because my husband enjoys hanging out.
Because my husband enjoys hanging out.
Long hours.
Long hours.
And staying late with his male friends.
And staying late with his male friends.
The bar.
At a bar, yes.
And you are on for being jealous.
Yes, I am.
That. Good. So now, understanding is needed, yes. So a negative experience, Shyama, of any sort, whether outside yourself or in your thoughts and feelings, automatically and unconsciously shifts your energy from your higher prefrontal cortex, which is behind your brow, to your lower reptilian survival brain in the back of your head.
Yep.
This shift locks your higher brain into the service of your lower and emotionally reactive survival brain. As a result, it makes understanding, clear thinking, and a harmonious and joyful communication with your husband next to impossible.
Yep.
You can probably relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, Shyama, what is most threatening for you about this situation with your husband?
I feel abandoned.
Yeah. And you need to list anything more? No. And say, I feel abandoned.
I feel abandoned.
And you are. Yeah. Good. And what are you most afraid of?
Being alone.
You need to list more. What else are you afraid of?
Losing my husband.
Yeah. Good. And Shyama, after the break, we'll come back and keep going with your session.
Fine, thanks.
Okay, just stay on the air.
It's about your journey along the way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you ready to crash through illusion, break through your personal barriers, and slay the internal nemesis of your dark side? TNT is here to awaken your soul and unravel the hidden messages of your unconscious mind. Discover your hidden treasure map and use TNT to find the tools you need to become your own demolition tech. Collapse the old and choose the new. It's Dynamite Awareness with TNT. Tracy Irons and Tracy McMahon every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and visit us at www.dynamiteawareness.com.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello. All right, Shyama, we're back again.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. All right, so we're going to be muscle checking this, general muscle check. Say, I'm most afraid of being alone.
I'm most afraid of being alone.
And losing my husband.
And losing my husband.
And you're resonating with that right now.
Mm.
So, Shyama, what are you angry about in this situation?
Well, I'm angry that Ray, my husband, will go out and he won't call me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll say, I'll be back in a little while, and hours later I haven't heard from him. I'm angry that he doesn't keep in touch.
Yeah, so that he says he'll be back soon.
Right.
And isn't.
Yeah, and I do better when he does call, but sometimes he just gets involved and he forgets to call.
Yes, okay. So you need to listen more. No, general muscle check. Say, I'm angry that my husband won't call me.
I'm angry that my husband won't call me.
Or doesn't call me.
Doesn't call me, yeah.
And he says he'll be back soon.
And he says he'll be back soon.
And he isn't.
And he isn't.
Yeah, so you can't trust what's going on there. All right, so now the early experience is being reactivated for you. What early experience does this jealousy situation remind you of?
Well, I feel like my parents were really not there for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, an experience that comes up is from when I was 5. I don't know if this is helpful.
Yeah.
Is that the one we should talk about?
Yeah. We need to go into the 5-year-old experience. Actually, at this time, we don't need to, probably because we don't have a lot of time.
Sure.
But I think it's enough. We've got enough just with your parents. And so, general muscle check, just say my parents were not there for me.
My parents weren't there for me.
And you're on for that. And it's even in the present then. You still have that feeling that people are not there for you.
Yeah.
What did you need back then?
I needed affection, I needed closeness, I needed nurturing.
Yeah. Need this more? No, general say, I need affection.
I need affection.
Closeness.
And nurturing.
And you're off for that. And so when your husband does this, it's triggering that same thing.
Yeah.
Need for affection, closeness, and nurturing isn't being met.
Yeah.
And what do you imagine you believed about yourself as a result of that past difficult experience?
I'm unworthy.
Yeah, I need to listen more. No, I'm unworthy. General muscle check, just say that.
I'm unworthy.
And you're on for being unworthy. So it's almost like his male friends are worthier than you are.
Yeah, they get the attention.
They get all the attention, yeah. So now we're going to bring your lower brains into sync with your prefrontal cortex. Bring them into the surface of your higher prefrontal cortex. So this is about communicating your feelings honestly and lovingly to your husband. And I'm going to be checking you for communicating your feelings to him. So just say, his name is Ray.
Yeah.
Just say, Ray, I feel abandoned.
Ray, I feel abandoned.
When you hang out with your friends.
When you hang out with your friends.
Stay late at the bar.
Staying late at the bar.
And you're off for communicating that to him. Okay? And then say, this is why is this hard for you? So why is it most hard for you that he does this?
Well, I'm frightened.
Yeah.
When this happens.
Yeah.
And I don't hear from you.
Yes.
I'm frightened when I don't hear from you, basically.
Mm. And also, when you don't see him.
Yeah.
It's not just enough just to hear. You also need to see it, right?
Well, I think that I find that it's somewhat soothing if he does call.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's true that it's like I feel like, you know, I don't hear from him. I don't know what's happening.
Yes, yes.
I get scared.
What's really fascinating here is that the reptilian brain develops in the first 3 months in the womb. And if we'd had time to go more into the early experience, we could then, the hearing sense also develops in that first trimester. So what's fascinating for you is that you need to hear from him.
Yeah.
And this is going way back to the womb experience where you didn't feel that your mother and father were there for you.
Yeah,
so pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so say, I'm frightened when I don't hear from Ray.
I'm frightened when I don't hear from Ray.
This is hard for me.
This is hard for me.
And you're off for communicating that to your husband.
Yeah.
So what do you need, Shyama?
Well, I need to stay calm. That's really, you know, I need to stay centered even if he is out.
Yeah. Okay. And you need to list anything else. No. What would help you in terms of what he does?
Well, it is true that when he calls, I feel better.
Yeah, so you need him to call you.
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's very, you know, it's a small thing to
right.
call me. Yeah, all right. And we're going to check you for communicating this to Ray.
Yeah.
So just say, Ray, I need you to call me.
Ray, I need you to call me.
And you're off for communicating that to your beloved husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Say, general muscle check. Say, when I'm not heard and acknowledged.
When I'm not heard and acknowledged.
I feel lonely and isolated.
I feel lonely and isolated.
And I'm checking you for communicating this to your husband. And you are off for communicating it. All right. So now we're going to check what you need to bring your lower brains into sync with your higher prefrontal cortex. And actually, I think I'm going to miss that section out because it's more about your husband and okay. you resonating with him, listening to you, and acknowledging you. So that's something we can just do a little bit later. I just want to make sure that we get everything in. If we've got extra time, I'll come back and do that later. But I want to make sure we get the modality in. So I'm going to check now on what you need to do to avoid reactivating your limbic and reptilian brain. And you need little A here, little B, little C, little D, E, F, G, H. So we've come up to here, general muscle check, say, I avoid relating to activities.
I avoid relating to activities.
Ray and I do together.
Ray and I do together.
Rather than relating to Ray.
Rather than relating to Ray.
And Ray relating to me.
And Ray relating to me.
And you're off for avoiding that. What this means is that you tend to kind of, you can do activities in parallel with each other without actually relating with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you and Ray need to do activities that allow you to have a relationship with each other,
uh-huh.
where you have enjoyment with each other. That's what he's getting with his friends. He's
right.
playing pool and hanging out at the bar, but what's really important is the relationship he has with his buddies.
Uh-huh.
Where
yeah.
it sounds like he's not, you and he are not creating activities where you can have that kind of relationship, where you can go to the bar and play pool, but have a real relationship with him and be connected with him and laughing and having fun with each other. It's not the activity, it's the relationship that happens when you're doing that activity that's important.
Mm.
Yeah. So, Shyama, what will help you radiate your own light? Because you can feel that this jealousy pain is the crack in your vase. is also the opening that will allow your light to shine through. So what do you imagine this jealousy wants you to learn and do?
Well, I think it wants me to relax.
Okay.
Yeah, and do things that are not just, that are not work, that are not necessary, but that are just fun.
Aha. And do you want to do those fun things with Ray?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now you're creating the kind of relationship he has with his buddies. But
yeah,
the two of you can be buddies with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're working all the time, you know, guess what? That's not relaxing for him.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
So that's going to allow your light to shine through the crack of this jealousy. Good, I'm checking on for that. So general muscle check, say, I relax.
I relax.
And do things with Ray.
And do things with Ray.
And do fun things with Ray.
Do fun things with Ray.
And, of course, you're off for that at this moment. All right. So now let's find out what modality is going to help bring your frequencies into sync in all these four brains and change these things that you resonate with. And you need, number one, the stature of power. You need the left nostril breath, which is actually a wonderful breath for changing negative thinking and calming the mind and relaxing you. So just place your index finger across your forehead over that prefrontal cortex, actually, just mm-hmm. behind your brow, and then place your thumb on your right nostril and breathe in your left nostril. So you're only going to breathe in your left nostril.
Yep.
Then you block that left nostril and you release the thumb from your right and breathe out of the right. So you're breathing in the left nostril slowly and rhythmically, and you're breathing out of the right nostril slowly and rhythmically. Breathing in the left, relaxing, and breathing out of the right. Just keep that breathing going. And I'll muscle check when it's complete. If you need more time for this breath, no. And it would be very good for you, actually, to do this breath as a positive action as well. We're just doing it a little bit for this session.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do, certainly, you can do more of it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, I hear another break coming up.
Okay.
So, good. I'll be back with you after the break.
Thank you.
Then why do you think that it's so hard? It's not about getting to one point. It's about your journey.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, oh! There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.com. Net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning Seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, Ah, I Think I'm Psychic, and you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network. Anything is possible.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello, here we are. And Shyama, you with us?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And we're just doing a session on Shyama, a jealousy repatterning for radiating your light. And everyone is most welcome to proxy into this session, whether you're listening live or whether you listen to the archive, and receive the benefit of this session as well. All right, Shyama, we're now going to check your statements to see if your frequencies are now in sync and if that's changed your resonance. So the first one, say, my husband enjoys hanging out. Oh, sorry, wait a minute. Say, I am jealous.
I am jealous.
Because my husband enjoys hanging out long hours.
Because my husband enjoys hanging out long hours.
Staying late with his male friends.
Staying late with his male friends.
At a bar.
At a bar.
And you are off. I'm muscle checking. You no longer resonate with that.
Yep.
Good. And then the next one, what's most threatening to you about this situation, say, I feel abandoned.
I feel abandoned.
And you're off for that. And then what you're most afraid of, say, I'm most afraid of being alone.
I'm most afraid of being alone.
And losing my husband.
And losing my husband.
And you no longer resonate with that. And then what you're angry about, say, I'm angry that he doesn't call me.
I'm angry that he doesn't call me.
And he says he'll be back soon.
And he says he'll be back soon.
And he isn't.
And he isn't.
And that one is still off, so we're going to come back to that one later on. That resonance hasn't quite changed yet.
Okay.
All right, but no worry, we'll come back again to that. And then the earlier experience where this jealousy situation actually it is connected to, say, my parents are not there for me.
My parents are not there for me.
Yes, so again, you can see how that feeling gets reactivated, that your parents weren't there for you, and then your husband is not there for you in this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really activating that earlier experience with your parents. And what you needed back then, say, I need affection.
I need affection.
Closeness.
Closeness.
And nurturing.
And nurturing.
And you are on for that need and being able to communicate that need. And what you imagine you believed about yourself, say, I am unworthy.
I'm unworthy.
And you no longer resonate with that. Good. All right. So now this is communicating. We're going to check you for communicating this with your husband. Say, Ray.
Ray.
I feel abandoned.
I feel abandoned.
When you hang out with your friends.
When you hang out with your friends.
And stay late.
And stay late.
At a bar.
At a bar.
And you are now on for communicating your feelings.
Mm.
And then we're checking you for communicating what's hard for you. Say, I'm frightened when I don't hear from you.
I'm frightened when I don't hear from you.
And this is hard for me.
And this is hard for me.
And you're now on for resonating what's hard for you, Ray.
And telling him that.
Yeah. And now communicating what would make a difference for you, for your need. And say, and this is communicating this to Ray, say, Ray, I need you to call me.
Ray, I need you to call me.
And you are now resonating with communicating that to him. And then, communicating this, say, when I'm not heard and acknowledged.
I'm not heard and acknowledged.
I feel lonely and isolated.
I feel lonely and isolated.
And you're now on for communicating that to Ray. So you can see it's very different when we begin to shift our ability to communicate where we're at, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, and then this is what we need to avoid, reactivating our limbic reptilian survival brains, and say, I avoid relating to activities.
I avoid relating to activities.
Ray and I do together.
Ray and I do together.
Rather than relating to him.
Rather than relating to him.
On. So it's not the activities, it's what you, how you relate with each other when you're doing those activities.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what you need to get. All right, so finally, how are you going to radiate your light? Through the crack in your vase of this jealousy that allows your light to flow on through, and say, I relax.
I relax.
And I do fun things with Ray.
And I do fun things with Ray.
And you are on for that.
Right.
So you need a positive action, and that's the positive action. Sharma, you need to let your light shine by doing fun things with Ray.
Great.
Yeah. And also, it could
be one that didn't clear.
Yes. I forgot about that one. Thank you for reminding me. All right. This is communicating the anger.
Yeah.
Say, I'm angry that Ray doesn't call me.
I'm angry that Ray doesn't call me.
And says he'll be back soon.
And says he'll be back soon.
And he isn't.
And he isn't.
And you are now resonating.
With communicating.
Communicating that with Ray. Wonderful. Good. So, Sharma, there's your session. That's a wonderful little session, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Very helpful.
Yeah.
And I will definitely be watching to do my positive action.
Yes. And also, it may be, if you download this one, it could be good for you to actually, you and Ray talk through this session and for you to actually communicate your feelings and your needs and what's hard for you. And there's a whole wonderful section on that we didn't actually have time to do to activate your prefrontal cortex that takes you beyond arguments and win-lose polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
So that what you can see is that when your reptilian and limbic brains are in the service of your prefrontal cortex, what you really get to hear each other, your point of view, your feelings, your needs with empathy and understanding.
Mm.
And you pay attention and listen to each other. You acknowledge each other's good ideas or painful feelings. And you both emerge feeling good about yourself and the other person. And, you know, there's a wonderful book called The Tao of Conversation. And Michael Kahn, the author, says, I feel good if you feel good. The better you feel, the better I feel.
Yeah.
My feeling good depends on your feeling good.
Uh-huh.
And so, really, relationship is about wanting both partners to feel good. And that really is the prefrontal cortex. Reptilian brain just wants to survive, and emotional brain wants to, you know, emotionally, I want to feel good. But the prefrontal cortex wants everybody to feel good. And it wants that relationship just to come into greater love, joy, and understanding.
And this author is Michael Kahn, K-A-H-N?
K-A-H-N. And yes, in the download, I list all the books that I've used and drawn from for this understanding and for this repatterning.
Yeah. Very good. Very helpful.
Wonderful. Good. So thank you so much. And Sharma is a wonderful practitioner. And you can see how this work is so great. Whether we're practitioners or teachers or me as the founder, we all do our personal work. Because that's the only way we can really help others in their growth. So Sharma is a wonderful certified practitioner from New York. So anybody in that New York area, you're welcome to come to our website and to, you know, find out who are certified practitioners in your area that you can connect to. Thank you, Sharma.
Take care.
All right. So good. So this is Living in Tune. And remember, you've requested a radio show to answer all your questions, so please email me at gmail.com with your questions, your name and your phone number, and I'll see if there are enough questions and if I can organize them in a way to create a really fantastic one-hour program and a repatterning too, and then I'll call you and kind of get the order for doing a great show. Okay, and of course, if you want to discuss any particular question or issue, you can also email me at livingintune@gmail.com. So, next week, I'm going to be talking about depression, and there are answers. Millions are suffering from depression. We'll look at this debilitating state of being from many points of view, five elements of Chinese acupuncture, how light enters the eyes, color, movement, memory images, the left and right prefrontal cortex, spiritual connection, breathing, language, and more. And we'll look at some interesting solutions that have made a difference for many who have used resonance repatterning. So next week, this offers more possibilities to practitioners, clients, and all who listen in. Thank you for listening in. Remember, you can download all the transcripts just by coming to our website, resonancerepatterning.net. Stay in touch with us, teachers, schedules, practitioners, at resonancerepatterning.net. And enjoy a wonderful week, noticing how your painful feelings and reactions can be the opening for your light to come through. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
No, you can do anything if you just believe, believe, learn to fly. You are.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried your best before.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?